The Full Moon garage had been abandoned since the disappearance of its previous owners, a gang of lycanthropes with a notable lack of common sense when it came to choosing enemies. It wasn't as big a coincidence as it seemed that Crane was using the same building. It was old, abandoned, had no windows, was close to the convention center, and easy to get in and out of. More to the point, it had been a place where fairly horrible things happened, and the ugly energy of them still lingered in the air. I wasn't sure what Crane and Glau were, exactly, but a place like this would feel comfortable and familiar to many denizens of the dark side. I'd been held captive in the building before, and my means of egress was still there. A hole beneath the edge of the cheap corrugated metal wall, dug down into the earth and out into the gravel parking lot by a pack of wolves. I got to the wall and knelt down to check Lashiel's mental model against the reality it represented. The hole was still there. If anything, the years had worn it even deeper and wider. I shoved Rollins' hands down to let him feel it.
"Go,"
I whispered.
"Under the wall and out."
He grunted assent and started hauling himself through it. Rollins was built a lot heavier than me, but he fit through the time-widened hole. I crouched down to follow him, but heard running footsteps just behind me. I ducked to one side, my eyes now adjusting enough to let me see faint, ambient city light trickling through the hole. I saw a vague shape in the darkness, and then saw Glau's hands seize Rollins' wounded foot. Rollins screamed. I lunged forward and smashed the claw hammer down onto Glau's forearm. It hit with brutal force and a sound of breaking bone. Glau let out a wild, falsetto, ululating scream like that of some kind of primitive warrior. The hammer jerked out of my hands. I heard a whirr in the air and ducked in time to avoid Glau returning the favor. I twisted, swinging the chain still attached to the remaining manacle along at what I estimated to be Glau's eye level. The chain hit. He let out another shrieking cry, falling backward. I dove for the hole and wriggled through it like a greased weasel. Crane's gun went off again, punching a hole in the wall 10 feet away. Running footsteps retreated and metal clinked. I heard myself whimpering and had a flashback to any number of nightmares where I could not move swiftly enough to escape the danger. Any second I expected to take a bullet or for Glau to lay into me with a hammer or his shark-like teeth. Rollins grabbed my wrist and pulled me through. I got to my feet, looking around the little gravel lot wildly for the nearest cover. Several stacks of old tires. I didn't have to point at it for Rollins to get the idea. We ran for it. Rollins' wounded leg almost gave out, and I slowed to help him, looking back for our pursuers. Glau wriggled out of the hole just as we had, rose to a crouch, and threw the claw hammer. It tumbled end over end, flying as swiftly as a major league fastball, and hit me in the ass. A shock went through me on impact, and my balance wavered as half of my lower body went numb. I tried to clutch at Rollins for balance, but the hand I distorted wasn't strong enough to hold, and the force of the blow threw me down to the gravel. The impact tore open all the defenses I'd rallied against my body's various pains, and for a second I could barely move, much less flee. Glau drew a long, curved blade from his belt, something vaguely Arabic in origin. He bounded after us. It was hopeless, but Rollins and I tried to run anyway. There were a couple of light footsteps, a blurring figure running far too swiftly to be human, and Crane kicked my functional leg out from underneath me. I dropped. He delivered a vicious blow to Rollins' belly. The cop went down too. Crane, his face pale and furious, snarled,
"I warned you to behave, wizard."
He lifted the gun and pointed it at Rollins' head.
"You've just killed this man."